All right, we're going to Romans 3 and Isaiah 55 and Mark 7 and Matthew 23. I don't think I'm alone when I say that everything that you believed for didn't come to pass. Everything you prayed for didn't happen. There's many promises, provisions in the scriptures that we've had difficulty taking advantage of. As I've waited upon the Lord and looking to Him for answers, it seems like the things that we don't know are so difficult. It's like when you finally learn something, you know it, it's easy and simple. Until then, and the Word is like that. It's difficult to understand. And but then once the light comes on and you see it, how simple that is. You know, for years I wrestled with, we need to appropriate things of the Lord. That's fine. I believe that. But then when I tried to do it, I'm trying to draw from the Lord, I'm trying to appropriate, when I got it or not, it's just, how do you get that thing to work? How do you appropriate? Well, it's such a simple thing. I had a dream the other night, and the Lord showed me some things using the principles of electricity, and I'm not going to get into all that with you but in the scriptures it says, give and it shall be given to you. Now that's what we've known all along, isn't it? Is that simple or what? I mean, that's familiar. We're all familiar with that scripture. Alright, apply it to appropriation. Give and it shall be given to you. The thing he showed me in my dream was that unlike charges attract, you know, positive, negative flows to the positive. Every time an electron flows over, it leaves a hole from where it left, you see. And then that hole there attracts another one. So it's as you give out, as you minister out, it's a principle of God that you automatically begin to be refilled. If you're not giving out, you don't get anything. It's just that plain and simple. The flow has stopped. But as you're giving out, and the flow continues, you bless people you come in contact with, you bless things, bless your car, bless that tornado, it's gone. You know, but as and you love, and if, as long as you continue to do that, then your spirit automatically begins to draw a refilling from the Lord. It's not something you have to consciously do. It just happens because it's a principle that God has set up. Give, and it shall be given unto you. You don't have to focus on what's been given to you. You just give. Yeah. Give it out. Give it out. Let it go. And it turns loose the blessing to you. It seemed like there was a message in one of the older trumpets. How to turn on God's love faucet. Yeah. Love faucet. You remember that one?
Yeah.
How to turn on God's love faucet. You turn it on by, you give out. And then you get. All right. That's not the message.
That's just the appetizer?
Yeah, that's just something I thought of.
Okay, that's a good word.
We're going to